This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, and so grateful for your kind and tender pity in my life. If you've been with us for a little while, you're hearing we've had some technical issues, and this is my first time flying solo. Thank you for your confidence, Daniel Brigman, and for Billy, and for Catherine, and thank you, Alan Gossett. I don't like it, you know, when people are cut off while they're talking, and it's still that learning curve of knowing when the music comes in, and a lot of times the guests can't hear the music, so sometimes that cutoff things happen. But I believe he was talking about the nature of the kind of material that they can filter out, which is very, 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 very tiny. I believe that was his point. Alan Gossett, Aquanautics H2O, his product available at the Power Mall, and that phone number is 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Coming up a little bit later, I'm not sure if Blake has Sharon yet on the phone. Also, I've heard that Power Hour Josh is going to be phoning in sometime during this hour and share the absolute details and probably do a lot better pronunciation of the city that they're going to have the life celebration for Joyce tomorrow in Missouri. So he'll be calling in sometime in this half hour. And when we get Sharon, on the phone, we will definitely have your phone calls, and you'll be able to say your name. And I guess Daniel said have them say their first name and the initial, just the initial of the last name. I believe that's how you've done it in the past. So you can get ready for those phone calls when she comes in. I'm so grateful for Blake today. His wonderful assistants. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Catherine again. I want to say thank you to Daniel. And most of all, thank you to the one who gives me breath. And thank you to the Power Hour Nation folks who are getting used to someone's new voice, and you don't really know who I am, and I don't really quite know who you are yet, but I do know this. I do know this. We are people who want the truth. We are people who want our nation back. We are people who are concerned about our grandchildren. We are people who don't like liars. And so I can definitely say that I'm in that crowd. It's just a few minutes after the hour. And I believe we do have Sharon online, and we have a couple of minutes that we can just introduce you. Sharon, welcome to the Power Hour if you're there.
Hello, Sam. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, too. I got a chance to hear you once on the Power Hour, and it was so exciting because, I think about names, and I think about the sounds of names. And, you know, Sharon, some people change their name. And you know, not only when they get married, but maybe they change their business name. Maybe they actually change the name they want to be called by. So you have all this juicy information. And what is the name of your science? How do you pronounce that again?
I pronounce it Nameology. My dad gave me actually the title because he said it was the study of names. And I said, Dad, I can't use that because I can't trademark a common word like name. And he said, Not a problem. Spell it the Latin way. And the Latin word for name is N-E-I-M. And so that's what I did. So I still pronounce it Nameology, but it's spelled the Latin way.
You know, this is so interesting because when we were talking to Mr. Gossett at the beginning of the hour, he mentioned the importance of his mother and how, you know, she encouraged him. And now you're talking about your father and how he encouraged you. So that's just such a beautiful juxtaposition for our Power Hour listeners to the importance of family, don't you think?
Well, family, you know, are our greatest teachers because we always do our best to get along with family. And that's why I love Nameology, because it literally gives clues on how to present things. And I do a lot of family, what we call counseling, but I don't call it counseling. I call it just sharing of information, because we can say what we want to say, but if we know how to say it in a way that it won't, you know, push all their buttons, it's a whole lot easier to get along with family and have peace.
It sure is. Sharon, we're going to have you on for this whole hour, and we're taking a break, and I'm excited, and I'm sure our nation's excited too, Power Hour Nation. Stay with us, and we'll take your phone calls, 855-995-6923. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So honored to be here today. If you were with me during the first hour, we talked about how smiling can release endorphins and help you to feel better. And I hope that some of you are able to have a few smiles today. We've had such a wonderful show with Alan Gossett and Sharon Lynn White. Power Hour Josh is on the phone, and I've listened to him before, but I've never had the chance to actually speak to him. And Power Hour Josh is here to give details about the memorial or life celebration for Joyce Riley tomorrow. Power Hour Josh, what an honor to have you and to be on going through the electrons at the same time as you. Welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on. Sam, you're doing an awesome job. It's good to finally meet you over the phone. I just wanted to let everyone know, once again, we are having a celebration, a memorial for Joyce tomorrow, and it is going to be at 2 o'clock at the Scribner, that's S-C-R-I-B-N-E-R, Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, funeral home in Versailles, Missouri, and that's right downtown. If you hit the square, it's off, one of the blocks. I'm not sure the direction exactly, but, you can't miss it. And, I know one of the things that Joyce wanted most, before, her life ended was to get together with Power Hour family, and we did try to make that happen. Unfortunately, her health did take a turn for the worse, and you know, she just wasn't able to do it. So we encourage everyone to come out and visit with each other and get to meet and greet and just celebrate, you know, Joyce's amazing life. And I encourage you all, if you can make it, just come on out, and you know, I'd love to hug your shoulder.
Power Hour, Josh. It's just such a pleasure to meet you. I'm just kind of wondering, how are you feeling today emotionally about all these changes that have gone on?
You know, it's why are you putting me on the spot, Sam? it's been rough, to be honest, and it's been a rough few months, and honestly, it just really hasn't hit me yet. You know, I've been so busy planning this and getting all the affairs in order and everything. I'm sure that, you know, after it's all said and done, I'll spend some quiet time. And, you know, it's funny, I spent so much time with Joyce and so much one-on-one time, you know, in the studio and outside the studio, too. And just to think that, you know, I just get flashes of her face, you know, either smiling at me or sternly looking at me when I've done something honorary. And it hits me in little bits right now, and I haven't really fully experienced what I need to experience to move on, but to take the next step in this process. And so it's kind of, I've been on auto mode for a while now. And, after this is, taken care of, we've got the memorial over and everything, that I will, you know, I'm sure it'll hit me in a bigger way.
Well, you know, you've been such a vital part of everything. I mean, do you have, and you've probably done this before, please forgive me if you haven't, but, I mean, if you could share just one of your best memories, that would just be great.
I guess it would be the first time that I met Joyce was at her house. I met Dave and had done some work with him, and then they lost a couple guys doing maintenance and stuff, and so I told him that I'd be glad to help. And I was outside working in the yard, and she came out, and her mother was actually there. I got to meet her mother before she passed away, and it was like I was being interrogated. She was she had this boss lady mode that she would go into, and not that she wasn't trusting, but she surely kind of stuck it to me a little bit and made sure I was who I said I was. And I really respected that. And to see this, you know, she was a small in stature, a small woman, but just to see her kind of take charge of a situation, I really just, she gained my respect in that moment. And from then on, it just, we were best buddies. You know, she called herself my other mother, and my mom was happy to share that with her. And so, I'll just never forget. I can see her face right now, you know, standing there with her mom, just kind of having her arms crossed, looking at me like, who is this guy?
How beautiful. Do you want to give those instructions one more time about tomorrow before you hang up and we get back to Sharon?
Sure. It's in Versailles, Missouri. That's spelled the same as Versailles in France. And it's at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Scrivener, Scrivener, Morrow, Morrow, I believe, funeral home. And it's right off the square in Versailles. You could, if you parked at the square, you could ask anybody in that town, and they'll point you in the right direction. You're only a half a block away. So we encourage you guys to come out and just, you know, just visit and participate in something that Joyce wanted for all of us.
Oh, I mean, well, Josh, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, I didn't pronounce that name right in the beginning. So I'm really grateful that for everything that you've done. And thank you so much for sharing this information again and for sharing your heart on the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Sam, for stepping up and doing a wonderful job. And hi, Sharon, and all of you Power Hour listeners. I'm forward to meet you.
Hi, Josh. You know, I would love to say a tribute to Joyce, because she was the spark who put into motion this incredible show, you know, called The Power Hour, as she wished to empower her audience with knowledge. She worked so hard to disseminate information, and that struck a chord with her audiences so that the show was heard in multiple places. And Joyce was dedicated to her work and her audience, who was like family to her. And yes, Joyce has transitioned, and this show is a living memory to her work and her contribution to society, which she would want to continue.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How precious. And Daniel, doing such a great job. And they just sort of allowed me to come on board. And I'm so honored, Sharon and Josh and all the listeners out there, just so honored. I want to do the best I can to carry the torch forward for truth, for fighting for our nation, to find out, you know, the deep truth and, you know, just do the right thing and work with the good guys.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you letting me squeeze in there, and you guys have a good show.
Okay, take care. Okay, Sharon is with us. Of course, knowthename.com, Sharon Lynn White. She asked me what my name was, and I told her, well, I changed my name. I didn't want to tell her. I'll do that, you know, in private, not here. But Sharon, you talked about your dad. You talked about nemology. You've been to so many nations. Do you ever learn anything new?
Oh, I'm constantly learning something new. I think that's what makes life worth living, is learning something new and constantly adjusting our viewpoints to be more of a world viewpoint versus a, you know, a closed viewpoint from what our immediate people are sharing with us or our immediate culture. And because as we do that, we get a lot more accepting of everyone's differences. And then we can celebrate the fact that we're all different. And I think that's what makes life so interesting.
One of the things you mentioned in your book and on your website, you know, we're all different, but yet you say that because we all have names and letters and sounds associated with us, that we're all kind of searching. We're all the same, too. Can you kind of complete that sentence for me?
Be glad to. It's that we all want the same things. We want a roof over our head. We want food in our stomach. We want good education for our children. You know, we want them to be successful. We really are all looking for a very peaceful life where we can get along with each other. And the reason I spent 18 years developing and testing nemology science was because it was a tool to help us get along with each other and to understand each other better. Because I really believe in my heart of hearts that our Creator would want us to all get along with each other because we're all created by the same energy force. And so, you know, regardless of whether we call that energy force a God or Allah or something else, we're all brothers and sisters in a way. We're all part of this one whole group of humanity. And so I think it's very important to accept each person for where they are and who they are. And then we, as we share our knowledge with each other, people can say, yeah, I like that. That could help improve my life. Or they could say, you know, that's an interesting point of view, but that's not for me. But it's really how we get along with each other so that we have peace in this world. And occasionally the thought crosses my mind that I said, you know, maybe if we didn't have governments, we'd all get along. Because everywhere I have gone, people have been so gracious and so wonderful and so loving. And we really do all want our families to do well. And so I think if every nation, if we just talked people to people, we would all be getting along without some news and some governments riling people up to say, oh, we've all got to band together because these are the bad guys. And what I've really found is when everybody's families are okay, there really aren't any bad guys. It's when something happens to the families and people are reacting.
We only have a couple minutes left in this break, but one of the things I would like you to talk about before we take phone calls, which we will definitely do during the second half hour or maybe sooner than that, is that, you know, people always hear about, okay, well, this is the new name for girls or this is the new name for boys. And I'm wondering, do you track the trend of names and how does that reflect on the greater cultural society?
I look at the, you know, the most common 10 boys' names and girls' names every year. And what I've noticed is over the years, you can tell where society is moving because whatever the most common or most popular names are that the babies are being named, they really designate these are the qualities or the characteristics we now want in our people. And what's interesting is men's names do not change very often. It's pretty much the same 20, top 20, or the same top 20. It's really rare that something comes in or something goes out. But occasionally it does. For an example, I used to be in the top 20, and you don't see that anywhere anymore, close to the top 20. And I was all about inclusivity. And so now we see individuality.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. Sharon Lynn Waith, it's one of your favorites. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later. Thank you so much, Sharon. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour. So honored to be here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's 25 minutes after the hour. Just such a pleasure to have Sharon Lynn White. She said we can take phone calls right now. And if you want to give your first name and the initial of your last name, Sharon said that many people don't want to give their whole last name. But if you're female and you want to give your name, she needs to know if your last name, if that's your marriage name or not. Sharon, you had mentioned while we were talking during the break, you had some new research going on?
Yes, I'm really looking into where do the health issues come from in our name. In other words, do we have a predisposition to something? Okay, so did we inherit, you know, through our genes something, or did we have a predisposition? For an example, yesterday I was talking to someone whose first name started with an N. And I was saying to him, you know, you really want to watch the nerves, because one of the things in your name says that, you know, you could damage your nerves or get extra excited and your nerves could spark or whatever. And he says, you know, that's really interesting because in my neck I have nerve damage.
That's something.
And so right now my research is really on where are our predispositions? And the only reason we would want to know is because that way we could do something about it and make sure that part, you know, protect it. Just like when I was in eighth grade, I was told that my weakest part of my body was the kidney. Okay? And so I decided then and there at 13 that I was not going to be a drinker. I was not going to drink alcohol. It had nothing to do with anything else other than I was told that was my weakest link in my body because I'd gone in for an operation or whatnot. And they said, you know, you may want to watch this. And so my kidneys today are absolutely beautiful. You know? And it's only because I took precaution or, you know, because I took that very seriously. And so the whole reason I've been doing this research is, you know, it's very difficult for us when our bodies inhibit us and stop us from doing what our will would like us to do.
Yes.
And so if we could know ahead of time which part of our body, and everybody has a part, and if we could know ahead of time what part, if we just take extra caution about that part, then our health has a much better chance of being good. And that's the reason I'm doing that research now.
Let me give the phone number out because I had forgotten to do that, and I so apologize. It is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. You can find out a little bit about your name from the woman herself, Sharon Lynn White, and just extraordinary. You know, when you talk about, you know, is it the actual sound of the letter that hooks up to the DNA in the person? I mean, what are you saying here?
Well, the sounds are important, because there's a whole science called somatics. It's the C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. And that science has now shown, and other scientists are coming forward and saying similar things, that one, we are energetic beings. We are full of electricity. And the sounds that we hear actually affect our own DNA. Okay? And what sound do we identify more than any other? But the sound of our names. Because
yes.
When people, who are we? We always answer with our name as if that says it all. And indeed it does if you know how to read it.
Wow. We have a phone call for you. This is Scott in Kansas. Scott in Kansas, what's your name?
Hi, Scott S.
Scott
S. My friend and I will get along when she comes to visit. Her name is Gina L.
How do you spell that?
Gina?
Uh-huh.
G-I-N-A.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, you were just coming across a little bit, so it was hard to make sure I was understanding. Okay, so what is your question? How did the two of you get along?
We're good friends and just been friends for a long time, and things may change.
Things may change as long as you let her lead sometimes, because she's a natural leader. She likes to be inclusive. She likes to include everybody in. She has natural leadership ability, so... And you like to be the one in charge and to nurture everybody around you. And so you are usually the assigned leader or the one in charge. But she has that ability to also lead. So sometimes you let her be in charge of something or make sure she's staying very well informed. That's the only real conflict between the two names. or potential conflict. It doesn't have to be, as long as you always keep her informed and don't make unilateral decisions.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. We do have another caller, but I believe we're going to go to break, so we're going to get to Nadine T. in California when we come back. Sharon, this is just going to be really fun for me just to listen to your knowledge, and I'm so excited, especially when you talk about the sound of the name and people change their names. And, you know, you work with corporations that change their name just for that reason. So we could talk to you for hours, but we do have a... You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It has been quite a ride for me today, filling in for Daniel, who will be back next week. My name is Sam, and pretty new to the Power Hour. So grateful to Catherine and Blake and all of our just wonderful guests today, Sharon. I want to remind you, the Power Mall is open, and 10% off. Actually, Numana.com has the Numana products. That 10% off. Buy from the good guys. Free shipping from the Power Mall as things come back online. Again, Danny wanted me to tell you thank you so much for all of your patience. There's special on Living Streams. You spend $100 on Living Streams probiotic products, you get a free bottle of Jibide. And then you heard the first hour, Alan is going to 10% off the Aquanics H2O pack, and with another $233 worth of free material. So make sure you go to thepowermall.com. It does help the radio show and the whole engine of what Joyce Riley built to stay and to move forward and to keep on track. Sharon, it's just, wow, it's just a pleasure. You make me smile to talk to you. We do have phone calls. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, we have Nadine from California. Nadine, welcome to the Power Hour.
I don't need to know what her name is, what her name means. Know the name of the person that's my friend. I want to know how to keep my friend happy.
Oh, and so you're not Nadine, is that?
No, I'm her friend.
Okay.
First name.
Her first name is Nadine. You want to know my first name?
Yeah, so I can see how you guys interact together.
Okay, my first name is Calvin.
Okay. So, you guys are both, you know, into learning something new and both have a love of work. So there's already a natural connection because your communication style is the same. You're very logical. You want to go, you know, very logical step by step through different things. And she wants to come from her heart. So even though she has this wonderful mind that you're very much attracted to, okay, know that she will say, sometimes I trust my heart more than my head, because she wants to please her idea of creation. And so just be aware that sometimes that logic that you're giving her and everything, she goes, yeah, that's really nice, but... And then really listen to what she says with that butt, because she's taken in all kinds of knowledge and then run it through her heart before it comes back out. Okay? And sometimes it may sound a little crazy to you, but if you listen and ask questions instead of putting judgment on it, she's got such a good, generous heart that she'll just love you for it even when you disagree with it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Calvin, for calling. Thank you for calling. We have Mary W. from, I believe, Michigan. Mary, you're on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Yes, hello, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to Sharon. I've spoken a couple of times with her. My daughter has her book and is using it, and my daughter and my husband have been like oil and water their entire life. she has been studying his name and interacting with him accordingly, but she cannot figure out something in his name that she can't find in the book. His
okay.
name is, his name is Robert. His middle name is Terrence with two R's, and the last name has a U-Z-Z-U. So she's wondering about the E-R-R-E and the U-Z-Z-U.
So you know he's a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, he gets his guards up any time he thinks somebody's going to try to take from him that which he doesn't want to give. And so you always want to come from a place of giving and not ever from a place of taking. Let him just come from himself when he wants to give, okay, because that's how trust is built.
Uh-huh.
And to give you the specifics, that part in Terrence that you asked about means that he needs reflection time. So if you ask him a question like, how do you feel about this? Or if you're around him too long a period of time, that sustainability, that he starts getting agitated simply because he needs reflection time. He needs his alone time. It's really important. So when you start seeing him get a little edgy, you just say, you know, he needs alone time. It has nothing to do with us. It's his time to reflect. Okay? And the other piece that you asked about that's in his last name is really the fact that he was taught there is this way to do something, and this is the right way to do something. And you can make fun of it, and you can play with it, and you can give them a bad time about it, but the bottom line is this is the way to do it. Okay? So he's not going to be real flexible on certain things that occur that he was taught as a child that this is the one and only way to do it. Okay,
oh.
So if you understand that's what his belief was for that first 12 years of input, that our parents are so impressionable upon us, and that he's not going to change that. And so you can say, okay, we got to do this dad's way when we're around dad, because that's what makes him happy.
Yeah.
And then you reduce the conflict.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate that, and I'll have her listen.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, for calling. I'll tell you, Sharon, it seems to me that you would be like a key negotiator at some of the, you know, great international galactic global events. I mean, it's amazing.
Some of the HR people, I work with a lot of HR people from different companies, and the majority of times I'm saying they give me a list of names and then they give me the qualities that they want for a job description. You know, will these names do this, be able to do this job and get along with who are here? Occasionally, though, the HR people will call me and say, you know, these two people aren't getting along and we want to keep both of them, but we think they're going to drive each other away. You know, what do we need to know? And that, to me, is the most fun. Because I really believe we can get along with anybody if we just understand what's in their name.
Yes, it's so true. And also, I mean, you're really talking about listening as well. I mean, that's a really important component of what you're discussing here.
Well, you know, in our society, it moves so fast anymore. People interrupt, people don't listen, people whatever. But I have found that listening and people knowing that they were heard, that they were actually heard what was said, I want to say that 60% of communication, not interrupting somebody, and then at the end saying, okay, this is what I heard you say. Did I get it right? Especially if somebody's upset. I used to, when I was a vice principal of a high school, and the parents would come in so angry because of something their kid did and looking for anybody to blame, you know, but their kid. And they would come in so angry. And for me just to be able to say, okay, this is what I heard you say. Did I get it right? And then they could spout out some more, and then I say, okay, so now I've heard this piece. Now do I have it? And I would just keep that up until the person totally calmed down so they knew they were heard. And then I would remind them, we're on the same side. We both want what's best for your child. Now let's discuss this logically. And then we move on.
Yes. What a beautiful explanation of how to diffuse a situation. We have Kyle, I believe, from Montana, who wants to get a name decoded. Kyle, welcome to the Power Hour.
Yeah, good morning. Sharon, I just first of all got to congratulate you on your book. My wife has helped both two of my children deal with very difficult bosses. My son in particular, he had a boss that just nobody could get along with, and then except him now. And so he took his name, and we figured out some things, and he started relating to him differently, and it's just amazing how what a difference that made in their relationship. But my question is kind of two-pronged. You mentioned earlier that the most popular names for men kind of stay the same. And so that leads you to the conclusion that women kind of change their names. And so I'm wondering, what does that say about society? When you look at society and the most popular male names, what are we looking for in a society? And if we're looking for women, that they change their names, what does that say about us as a society? What are we looking for in women? And then the second part of the question is, you hear about some of the European countries where the Muslims and stuff have moved in there, and the most popular name is Muhammad. And that I was wondering what the implications of that is, of that would be in their society.
Okay. First of all, to give you the synopsis for men versus women and changing names, I have an article answering that in great detail on my second website, which is bestnamemeanings.com, okay? And what I've done is I've looked at the name changes over the years and what is it saying about men, and it's basically saying that we want our men to be able to support our women, to be strong, to be protective people, to be smart, to be clever, okay, and to be very stable, okay? And the women's names keep changing. And as you watch how they change over the years, sometimes we want them very charismatic and charming and pretty much brain dead. Okay? And then we go through cycles where we want really smart women. But after we've gone through a cycle where we want really smart women or women that need a lot of attention, needy women, then we're saying, no, we'd rather just have them nice and sweet. And so if you look at the current crop of names that are coming out, it's more like, we want them society-oriented, where they are more agreeable with other people. They know how to get along. We want our women social, but not stupid. But we don't want them too bright, because then that's a challenge. And so right now, looking at the crop of names, it's like, be smart enough that you're interesting, but not too smart that you're a challenge. And you have to get along with people.
And the Muhammad question?
And in Muhammad, that name says, I'm going to take everything to the extreme. What I like, I really, really like. What I don't like, you're not going to get me to do. And I'm going to take everything to the extreme to support my idea of the divine.
Wow.
And so it can come out positive, it can come out negative. But that name is incredibly strong about I'm going to do what I think is right according to my religious beliefs. And that's what that name means.
Wow. All right. Well, excellent. Thank you very much. I'll get off so somebody else can ask. But I just thought that it would be an interesting synopsis of a society to watch what the names did, too, you know. So,
great. Thank you, Kyle.
Everything can be used in a positive way or a negative way, and it usually shows up in the full name, how they're going to use it.
You're listening to the Power Hour. Sharon is taking phone calls at 855-995-6923. This is a wide-ranging conversation on what a name can mean to a business, a nation, a culture, a society, you in general. Sharon, you mentioned that part of knowing what a name is also can help us to know what we need to personally overcome. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, everybody has challenges in their name. And the beauty with that is that when you understand how to read a name is that you don't put anybody on a pencil and you don't put anybody in the dirt because you just look and say, wow, that's what they're overcoming. You know, and so the compassion comes out. And then you get so grateful for the own things in your own name and that those are what you have and not what somebody else has. You know, it's kind of like if we all put our problems into a pile and you could take the same number of problems back out, we'd all grab our own, you know. We wouldn't grab somebody else's. But without challenges, we wouldn't grow. And without making mistakes, we wouldn't know how to collect them and keep going. So just
all
of us that was in a classroom, it was like, oh, good, one more mistake that we can learn from. You know, you're going to make them. I don't expect anybody to be perfect, especially since I taught math, you know. But every time it was like, let's circle all the ones we did right. Let's repeat those. You know, we won't focus on the other guys. You know, what did we do here that caused it to be right? And so,
what a wonderful teacher you are. Just tremendous. Eric P. wants to talk to you. I believe Eric P. is from Nebraska. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't catch your name. Say it again, please.
Eric.
Okay. With one R or two?
Oh, it's one R, E-R-I-C.
Okay, thank you.
I was just curious about my name and any speed bumps in the future and just positivity in general.
Okay, what's the first letter of your last name?
W.
Oh, great. So you don't mind making mistakes? But you don't want to make the same mistake twice. It's like you would rather make new mistakes, you know, and keep growing that
way.
Correct, yeah. People come and dump their problems always on you all the time, and that's because you give really good advice. Your challenge is to learn not to take their problem on as far as you can. When they come to you with a problem, this problem.
Again, you broke up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's when people come and dump their problems.
Yeah, when they dump their problems on me, what's your question again?
Instead, to say, after you have your discussion with them, to say, oh, from our discussion, what do you think you're going to do next? That's a way of handing their problem back to them so they realize it's no longer a shared problem. You're not going to, you know, try to act on it and do something. You've done your part by giving them good suggestions. Okay. You're highly independent. You're very creative. And it doesn't matter what kind of a job you're doing or what you're doing. You have a lot of creativity in your name and a lot of independence. But you asked about your speed bumps. So your speed bumps always come around a physicality. So you want to watch how do you get your physical needs met? Because that's where your speed bumps are. It always comes around physicality in your name.
That's interesting. Yeah, I agree with you.
So, Eric, you were just looking for a confirmation of those things you already knew, right?
I sort of knew, sort of didn't. That's why I wanted some confirmation. And in life in general, it's my confidence. You know, sometimes in situations I'm not confident enough, so I'm always looking for ways to improve my life in general and learn from my mistakes.
But you're a detective. You're going to get to the bottom of everything regardless. So the only thing I would give a suggestion for is give yourself time, because you're very bright, you're very quick, and so you think you've got to catch on to everything really quickly. And some things just take time. So if you're generous with yourself with time and just say, I'll get this with time, you will.
And you hit the nail right in the head. I get frustrated if I can't figure out a problem or something doesn't come to me right away. I get frustrated, and then I tend to want to give up or hide or something, but then I come back to it, and I usually figure it out. But, yeah, I give it time. You're correct about that.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.
We have 1 minute left before break, and I believe we have time for Lauren. Laurel Lee, is that right, in Montana?
Laurel Lee. In Montana.
Okay.
Hi, Sam. Nice to talk to you. And good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
I have a relationship issue. I'm going to give you my husband's name, Carson,
okay.
Carson. Judd is our last name.
And so what's your question around the relationship? What area do you want me to
communication issues. Really bad right now, and so I don't know where he's coming from.
Laura, hang on, because we're going to have to go to break, and we'll get to you right after the break. Also, Aaron, I believe, in Kansas. Thank you so much for listening to the Power Hour. We're with Sharon, and we will be back. Thank you.
There's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job. Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Is on the earth below.
Back to the Power Hour. What a wonderful hour it has been with Sharon. And we have, I think, maybe just about 3 minutes left in the hour, and we've got three people. We were going to come back to Laura Lee, and Aaron, you're on deck, and Brett in New York, you're on deck. So let's go back to Laura Lee.
Hi. Okay. Yes.
Okay, real quickly. And able to improve the communication, he likes to talk business and facts first, and then anything personal afterwards. So if you want to share something that's personal that happened, you've got to discuss all the facts, anything that's on his mind, everything else first, and then save your personal to afterwards. And where you want to make fun and make it joyful, he's very serious. So keep your serious face on, get through all the things that he wants to do first. Then when that's completed, he has time to play and listen with you. But before that, it makes him anxious.
Right.
Okay, yeah, thank really. You. Thank you so much, Laura Lee. Let's go to Aaron. We have just a few minutes. Aaron in Kansas.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Sam. Good morning. My name is Aaron, E-R-I-N, and I changed my last name. It used to be a W, and then I took on my husband's last name with an L, and I wanted to do both of us. His name is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N. L is the last initial.
Okay, so you guys have a lot in common. Just a whole lot. He has one trait that'll drive you nuts if you don't help nip it in the bud right away. And if you can do that, everything else will go wonderful. Over a long period of time, or over time, he will start having a disregard for women in general. Okay? And he'll start picking on what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, instead of staying positive on what's right and everything that you guys have in common, which is tremendous. Okay? You guys meet on so many different levels, the physical, the mental, the emotional. You know, it's just, it's incredible. You guys have really good matching. So anytime he gets all negative with you or all critical, because you don't want him to go into his critical disregard for women, okay, which just builds up once a woman's been around a long time. So every time he gets critical of you, totally overreact. Totally overreact. Become the drama queen. It will so scare him and so shock him that he won't do that again for a long time. And then the next time he does it, you do the same thing. You go nuts. And if you do that, you'll train him, don't become critical of me. Take it out somewhere else. And then you'll all get along wonderfully for years.
Wow. Thank you. Can you tell me any more about my name really quickly?
E-R-I-N, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Text is very important to you. You're very independent. You have this fabulous memory. You can drive everybody crazy with the minutia. You don't like liars. You don't like people who don't tell the truth. You may have to be polite to them, but you're not going to trust them a second time. You got a real rebellious streak. Don't want to be told what to do. Don't mind being asked. Don't want to be told. But you're going to be the one straightening out the pictures that are crooked on the wall and letting everybody know if something doesn't look good on them or not. Even if you don't say it out loud, you'll be thinking it. But you are literally the problem solver and just, you're the one to take shopping with somebody because you'll tell them, hey, this looks good. That one doesn't.
Wow. Thank you so very much. That is just wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Aaron. We have, I think, Brett in New York about 30 seconds. Brett in New York.
Hey, Brett.
Oh, I guess we're out already. Oh, my goodness. I didn't hear the music, so I apologize. Are we in the music right now, Brett? I can't even hear it. I guess we are. Well, anyway, thank you, Sharon, Catherine, Daniel, Josh, Billy. Thank you for breath to the Creator, and thank you for listening to the Power Hour today.